Blog Talk Radio.
We are on a little late, but we thank you for being here for us and being patient. We thank you for your patience. And we will begin immediately with the show today without any delay and bring on Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's show is The Great Difference Between the Creator and His Creation. I will explain a little to you of what the discussion will be today, and then we will immediately bring on Imam Shahid Shabazz. The Creator is the all in all. He created everything, but is himself not created. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and there is none like him. He is the beginning and the end of creation, the Alpha and Omega. He created the heavens and everything that is in it. He created the earth and everything that is in it. Everything in the heavens and the earth depends on him, but he depends on nothing. He is all-knowing, all-wise, and is in need of nothing. Without him, man could do nothing. Man is dependent on the Creator for his existence. What is in the earth is there for man's sustenance, for his survival and enjoyment. Yet man is so ungrateful and so rebellious. Will he not take heed and acknowledge his Creator? To him is the eventual return of all his creation. And now I bring to you, without any further delay, our host speaker, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
I apologize. Had a little difficulty with my phone. I hope you can hear me now. I first want to say all praise is due to the Creator, Allah, for blessing all of us to raise back up after he had put us to sleep, which is next to death. And we say truly unto Allah, our Creator, is the final resurrection and judgment for everybody and all things and all creation. With that said, we want to open up with prayer. And this prayer that we want to open up with today is the opening chapter of Surah in the Holy Quran, the final revelations revealed to the last prophet, Muhammad, 1,400 years ago, 1,400 years ago, and about 1,436 years, excuse me. This prayer is a universal prayer. This prayer actually is the prayer of all the prophets and messengers. So no matter what religion you believe in, you don't even have to have a religion. All human beings was created by the Creator, Allah. All human beings was created to worship and serve Allah and Allah alone and to praise Him. And so this prayer teaches us how to worship and praise our Creator the right way so that we won't go astray in this world of corruption and evil. This is an evil and corrupt world, the material world we're living in. And Almighty Allah says that the root of all evil is when you love, the love of materialism. That is the love, the carnal pleasures of this world, the lust of the world of material things. Okay, this prayer will teach you how to protect yourself from the evil in yourself and the evils in this world. And so this is a universal prayer. Again, we just want to emphasize, it's called Fatiha. And Fatiha means the opening, you know. So we'll say it in Arabic, and then we'll translate it in English. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Arrahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Sirat al-Ladina anta alayhim, ghayr maghdubi alayhim wa dhalin. Amen. That is, we say it with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. I greet you all again in the greetings of peace from all the prophets, from Adam, the first prophet, down to the last of the prophets, Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum. That means peace be unto you. Today's subject is that the Creator, Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Creator, the great difference between the Creator that created all creation and His creation. And, you know, we are part of Allah's creation, human beings. The reason I chose this title is because today, most people in religion, today, and most people in the world, they are seeking a way to understand the purpose of life. And in seeking the purpose of understanding life, people are turning to all kinds of things to worship. People are turning to all kinds of beings and things that's created by the Creator, worshiping those things, going to those things, to worship. I even heard a brother say today, a Muslim brother, that his daughter, somebody had, you know, cast a spell on her, and that he wanted to talk to some imam and see if he could, help get the spell off. And I let him know immediately that he ain't got no power to get no spell off your daughter. If a spell is on your daughter, only Allah can get the spell off. He have all power. He uses people, just like he used Jesus to heal people. He used people today to heal people. He used people today to pray for people. And through their prayer, the power coming from Allah, he worked through that person. But the power to heal or to bring about a change in a person's life for the better come from only Almighty God. He have all power. So we shouldn't look to people to guide us. And I say that with emphasis. We shouldn't look for people to guide us. We should look for guidance only from Allah. We all were created by Allah. And when we were created by Allah, in the wombs of our mother, the first connection we have, the first one we know is our Creator. Nobody else. That child don't even know his mother. When that baby is being developed in the womb of the mother for 9 months, then when that child is delivered or conceived, that child still don't know its mother in the sense that you're talking about knowledge. The child is already in its nature to cling to its mother because it's in the nature of the child to cling to its mother for protection and to guide and to nurture that child. That's the nature of that child. That child know that the mother is its protector and also its sustainer. That child know that it's in its nature that mother going to take care. And that's the same nature that's in all people, even once you grow up and become an adult. No matter what your age, it is still your nature to know that the only one that can take care of you is Allah, is your Creator. The only one can help you is your Creator. It is not anything He created. And people today, they are looking for other people to guide them. Everybody that I've ever met or ever talked, I've always taught them about their personal relationship with Allah, with their Creator. Even the Christians, most of the Christian people, they say they believe in Jesus, okay? They say He's the Son of God, okay? Okay, well, the point we're making is this. If they say they believe in Jesus, Prophet Jesus taught things like this. He said the kingdom of Almighty God, Allah, is in us, inside of us. He said, I in you and you in me. What did he mean? In the Bible, it says Jesus was the Word of God. He was the Word of God. And he said, I in you and you in me to the people. What did it mean? He meant the Word of God that's in me is in you too. And he said the kingdom of God is inside of us. And every prophet and messenger of Almighty God Allah taught the same thing, that the kingdom of God is in us. And to prove that they were all in harmony, and they said this, Almighty God Allah said, again, you've heard me say this over and over again in talks. Well, he said when he created the human being, our body, he said that we didn't become a living soul until he breathed or inspired some of his life-giving spirit into our heart, our body and our heart, and we became a living soul. So you see today, most people in religion, they are spiritually dead. You see most people, period, they are spiritually dead. Most people don't even know their Creator. And so therefore, they are taking on the nature of all kinds of evil and wicked things in this world. You know, some people act like snakes. Some people act like dogs. They're imitating all kinds of animals, especially the snake, because the snake represents deception. And we're living in a world full of people who are deceivers. They present one thing to you, but in disguise, it's another. They present good to you, but behind that good is nothing but evil and deceit. The government is like that. They're deceivers and oppressors, and most people are like that. They're deceivers and oppressors, and that's simply because they don't know their true nature. And if they knew the consequences of sin, even the Christians say this here, and I do like this because it's good too, and it applies in the Holy Quran because the truth is one, no matter what religion. Say the wages of sin is death. And we see that. The more you commit sin, the more you destroy yourself. So what is the solution to the world's problem today? If sin kills you, then that means the truth will bring you back to life. So if you want life, you ain't got to go to a masjid or a church or a synagogue or ask nobody. Just stop sinning and start living good. Start living right. And every human being knows right from wrong. Almighty God Allah said when he created us, he created the nature in us to be able in our intelligence and in our heart to distinguish right from wrong. We all know right from wrong. Nobody has to teach you right from wrong. If you never pick up the Holy Quran, if you never read the Bible, or the Torah, or any book, you'll still already know the truth because it's already in you. You'll still know Almighty God because His Spirit is already in you. But if you keep on desiring the carnal thing, things outside of you like your flesh desires and these material things, and then you never look inside of you, you'll never know God. You'll never know Allah. So this is the way this talk is going to go, because it's simple, it's plain, that it's easy to solve the world's problems today, but this is something we must understand as people. Almighty Allah don't expect for anybody that believe in Him to try to save the world. Each individual, He say they got to save themselves. That's another big problem with people in religion, always looking for other people to get with, say, well, it's hard for me to do right by myself. I got to have me a community. It's good to have other people to worship with you, but suppose Almighty God decide to take everybody out of the world and just leave you in the world. What you going to do then? Is you going to worship Him then? Or you going to say, I'll wait till you create some more people, then I'll worship you. Worship of Almighty God Allah is personal. When I stop stealing, when I stop doing all them wrong and bad things I was doing when I was a teenager up to 18, I stopped doing them things because I had the will. I wanted to stop. I mean, it's a song by a group called Herb Melvin and the Blue Note, and it's called Wake Up, Everybody. And it says the world won't get no better if we just let it be. And you got all of these people, starting with the government, they talk about the problem, but they don't do anything to try to solve the problem. Why they don't do anything to try to solve the problem? Because that means a lot of the corrupt money they're getting, a lot of the false pledges they're getting, they ain't going to be able to get them false pledges, and they ain't going to be able to take money and take what don't belong to them, take other people's money, and take the rights away from other people. They're going to have to give everybody their just due. Almighty God Allah said He created the world for justice. Justice means treat people like you want to be treated. Treat people equal. If you want them to give you a whole loaf of bread, why should you want a whole loaf of bread? Why should you give them a half a loaf? It's just an analogy I'm using. Be even, Stephen. Treat people equal. Want for them what you want for yourself. And help people and love people without looking for something back in return. That's true worship. Most people today in religion, I ain't even talking about the other people. If they do something for you, they're looking for something back in return. And a lot of them, if they look at you and see that you need something, they'll try to avoid you so they can't help you. And say these words to themselves, I got mine. You get yours. And you know, I used to hear some crazy so-called Muslims say this right here. If you're going through some trials and tribulations, they would say, and I heard this 30 years ago, they would say, you must be doing something wrong if God ain't blessing you. And what they would be saying is that you ain't getting material blessings, so you must be doing something wrong. They was wrong because if they had true understanding of Almighty God Allah, they would know that the real blessings ain't material things. No way. The real blessings is goodness. The real blessings is love. The real blessings is peace of mind. The real blessings is good health of body, mind, and soul. It ain't money. It ain't a man. It ain't a woman. I want this woman. I want this man. And if I get this man or woman there, that's going to make my life better? No. If I get me some children, that's going to make my life better? No. You get Almighty God Allah in your life, and you be true to Him. He's the only one can make your life better, your children's life better, your husband, your wife, whoever you are. He's the only one that can make our life better and make our relationships better with each other. But we have to be sincere because we can't deceive our Creator. He knows what we don't even know. He knows our thoughts before we even conceive of our thoughts ourselves, before we know what we're going to think. He already knows what you're going to think. He already knows what you're going to do before you do it. How are you going to deceive Him? There's a saying that Almighty God Allah can see a black ant on a black rock in the blackness of night. Now, how many of us can see a black ant on a black rock in the blackness of night? Tell me. Almighty God Allah knows the unseen. He knows what's in your heart. See? So we don't have a creator that's ignorant. We have the all-wise and all-knowing and all-powerful creator. And he is most merciful, often forgiving, but don't underestimate him. He's swift in punishment. When it's time for you to be punished, he will get you, and he will get you unaware. You won't even know what hit you. And you ain't going to know when it's coming. But he gives you a long time to change. And people are not changing today. The majority of people, that's all you got to do, really, if you want to serve Allah. You ain't got to claim no religion. All you got to do is try to live a morally good life and ask Allah sincerely, your Creator, please guide me on your straight path. As I said in the beginning in the prayer, the Lord's Prayer is good. Our Father who art in heaven. You see, that's a beautiful prayer. You say, thy will be done. And you're asking Allah, you say, Almighty God, let your will be done, not my will. There's another saying of the Christian people, lean not on your own understanding. We should never lean on our own understanding. We should always know that without the knowledge of Allah, we are ignorant. We don't know nothing. He's all-knowing, so what do we know? We know nothing except what he blessed us to know from his knowledge. So if you want some knowledge, go to Allah, the one that have all knowledge. If you want some help, go to the only one that can help you. That is Almighty God Allah. You know, it was asked by me this morning, a sister, about music in Islam. And, you know, there's a lot of Muslims in Islam who say it's haram or forbidden by Allah to listen to that music. Well, they are ignorant because the prophet David, he was a musician. You know, prophet David, Dawood is his name in Arabic, but his name in English for the Christians or other people is David. Prophet David, he was a musician. He used to play music praising God, and the birds used to praise God with it, Allah with it. So no, music. Almighty God, Allah said the Holy Quran is a rhythmic book, meaning that it's got a rhythm in it that reaches your soul like music, and it's music for your soul. That's what Allah says. He said the Quran, when you read it, it's mellifluent, meaning that it's got melanin in it. Like music, and it makes your soul, it sings to your soul the praises of Allah, how to praise your Creator. And if you sincerely read it, you will bear witness to what I'm saying. So, you know, we should never compare anything that's created with the Creator, because this is something I want to read from his book, the Quran, at this time, and then I'll give way to a guest. The co-host, if she has some comments, or guests have some comments. We seek refuge, the protection from Allah, from the evil, the rejected Satan, the enemy of all mankind. Almighty God, Allah say the life of this material world is ephemeral or short-lived, and its gains, material gains, will not last. Almighty God, Allah say good deeds are the best of possession in his sight. He say all will be leveled up on the day of judgment, and a new order created on the basis of truth, according to the book of deeds. Almighty God Allah say pride is the root of evil, rebellion, and wrong. Almighty God Allah say who would choose evil ones in preference to Allah, their creator? Allah say let us accept his truth. Allah says, for though falsehood may flourish on this earth for a time, he said, must perish, pass away in the end. And we are in the end, and evil is passing away every day. So I give to the co-host now and let her bring on a guest or give some comments of her own.
Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And again, I'd like to welcome you to the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz. Those who might have listened in late, and we want to remind you that the talk today is on the great difference between the Creator and His creation. Most of us don't even think about a Creator. We see ourselves as those around us that we honor and worship as being the only existence. We don't realize that it is not the physical existence, that the physical existence here on this earth, all of it was created by the unseen, the Creator, the unseen, to test us here. And therefore, we go around thinking that the little things that our Creator has blessed us to be able to do for ourselves to enjoy this earth while we're on it, the best earth for everyone to live, all human beings to live on, that's what He created for all enjoyment, for all human beings. But man is taking upon himself to play God on earth and decide who he thinks should exist and who should not exist, and who should have and who should not have. And he takes away and he oppresses the majority of humanity, the few who take over the earth. And so they created it, and they are the creator of it, and they know nothing. They don't even know the sustenance, how it became, and what its makeup is that they eat and that they use. They can't even tell you that. If they want to walk around here because of the little knowledge they have, and most of it they have today, it's deceptive knowledge because they have turned their back from their Creator and they want to prove that they are a God, and they're coming up with all kinds of crazy ideas and things to impress man from his physical sight, the physical. And therefore, all of this materialism and stuff that they are putting on this earth, in fact, it's all been here before, really. There's nothing here that was not here before. And everything is copied and just done over again for the time that we're in. But man doesn't realize that he's presented it as something new that never existed. But if he studies history like he should, and very few do, he would realize that thousands of years ago, the ancient governments, they had far more, and they were more sophisticated, and that which Allah blessed them to provide for themselves on earth than man is today. All this air conditioning, all these electric lights, they were here thousands of years ago. In fact, in many places, man didn't need them, and they're finding out today they don't need a lot of it. Man used the solar system to provide his light and his air conditioning and all. And he had that in some of these ancient kingdoms many thousands of years ago. And air conditioning, the most modern, the one that man today is trying to research and see if he can't use to replace all of this electricity. Because they said that the substance is running out. It's running short. This goes to show how limited man's knowledge is. Unless he gives credit to his Creator and strives to live his life in accordance to the will of his Creator, he will not be successful. And this is showing all around him. This world is leaving us and crumbling every day, going under more and more, right in front of the face of man. And man can do nothing about it because the Creator himself is here now. He is here reminding man through the signs of the parts of the earth that he is removing from man, not destroying, with his hurricanes and tornadoes, all kinds of storms, and with the weather in all kinds of ways, bringing about destruction of places that you see one minute and then you look again, and it's as though they never existed. Some men try to rebuild, especially the big cities, like New Orleans, if we can think of. Over there, the tsunami they had over there in the east, and the different terrible storms they're having in these big cities, they try to rebuild them. Because that's where the majority of their resources are for man to exist. And that's where the seat of that government is. So they try to rebuild that. But many of these outlying places, these little small towns and all, they have been destroyed too. And you would never know they ever existed. Yet man wants to deny the Creator. Why can't he do something to keep this from happening? Destruction of the storms and the weather. Why can't man do something about it if he's the Creator? He is so ignorant, so stupid, he doesn't even know what his little being contains in them in order for him to use them. He doesn't even know why he uses them, why the feelings is there. He doesn't even know why he feels as he feels. Yet he created himself. That is most ridiculous. But that's how rebellious man is. He wants to give credit to himself for what? For nothing. I have been studying the Quran here, as usual, and I came across a few ayats that I thought would really, really apply to our teachings today. And one is, in Surah 2, I'm coming from today, it says, "Knowest thou not that to God belongeth the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and besides him ye have neither patron nor helper." You have no one. No one to help you, no one to call your partner or anything. It's all because of him that everything exists. And he loved man so that he put the earth here and everything in it first that he would need to sustain himself, put it there for him so that it wouldn't be difficult for him. Then he put with his mind the ability to think and desire and dictate to him those things that were best for him on earth so that he could establish and build this earth as a place to live on and enjoyment and in gratitude. Gratitude. Most men don't know what gratitude is for the Creator. They don't even want you to mention the name God. They try to give man credit to a man again, Jesus. And Jesus said, yeah, no, he's not going to be responsible for that in which man accuses him. No, indeed not. There's a terrible punishment coming with trying to take the place of his Creator. When he came here to turn man back to his Creator because he was in such sin and had gone so far astray from the way that the Creator had chosen for him to live. That was Jesus' purpose, like all prophets on earth. And they're trying to make a God of him. He is coming here one day, but he's not coming to them. And they're doing this to him where he could have received a terrible punishment too and go to the hellfire like they will go to? No, indeed not. How foolish man is. No, he's coming to clear his name and clear himself of that in which they accuse him of being. That's what he's coming here for. Now, if they were wise people, they would be very careful. Very careful. And they would be asking forgiveness. Because Jesus himself was created. He knew nothing about much of this creation earth, and he never said he did. He only knew a few things, and that was to reach the attention of man, this knowledge and wisdom. Because man had no knowledge. He was so illiterate, most of them. Some of them had, but most of them had no knowledge, especially the knowledge that was given to Jesus to take to man. And the Lord did all of his prophets like that when he sent them to the people of ignorance. Gave them knowledge, more wisdom, more knowledge and understanding of his creation than any man had had before. To turn their attentions towards him and see that he must be set from his creation, must be set from a power much greater than they could imagine. That the unseen power. They knew that no man had this knowledge. And so, all of his prophets were sent to man to warn them the way they were living against these evil habits and wrongdoings and the cruelties of treatment of humanity and the creation. They came as warners to stop them from living that way. Yet man paid no attention as he pays today. He laughed and made mockery of them. Yet he tried to make a god of one of them today after making mockery of him, after so-called he thought killing him, but he killed him not. We know that. He then tried to place him on a pedestal as being the creator and sing praises to him instead of following his directions as he came and dying in submission to the creator of all. And he's called the law, and I like that word because it has the first three letters tell you who he is. A-L-L. That's the first three letters of the word Allah. And then they have the A-L-L-A-H. It's like the beginning of a word. It's put at the beginning, and it means the creator, Allah. His name tells all who he is. He is the all in all, the all. A-L-L and then A-H. The all. All of everything. Without him, there is nothing. There is no may that man and his little small self that has been given the knowledge of a mustard at the most can start to perceive himself as being a creator. And then it says that to God belongs the east and the west. Whithersoever ye turn, there is the presence of God. For God is all-pervading, all-knowing. He knows everything. Man knows nothing. The little that he knows is considered still like nothing. It's enough for him to be able to sustain himself. But if he would use that which Allah has given him to use, instead of trying to think for himself, and trying to do without following the guides and guidelines of Allah, he would know much more. And life would be much better for him here on earth. It would be like it's supposed to be, like in heaven, a good life to live. But he chooses to ignore his creator and do what he wants to do. Self-will. And therefore, all this that you see that's happening today and asking why, look within inside self, man. Look in yourself. Look at what you're doing and how you're thinking and who you're following. And the answer is there to you as to why we have this corruption and destruction that's going on. It's because you're rebelling against the will of your creator. You're following your own will and way, and you're doing what you want to do. And this is the result of self following self. And now, let's check and see if we have anyone else on today. We do have a number that has just showed up on the board. We will see if this person, I don't know how long, they haven't been on that long, so I guess they're not too familiar with what we are saying yet. It's a 301 number. We'll see if they have anything to say, or if they just would like to listen in today.
It's not on the channel. It's on the phone. You use a phone and you dial in. Block Talk is on the phone. Yeah.
Peace be unto you today. Assalamu alaikum. We have a number, 301-420 number. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Yes, well, we don't have to say anything, listeners. If you don't want to say anything, you don't have to say anything. But if you push the number one button, your number will show up on the switchboard. And when it shows up on my switchboard, then it tells me that you have a word, something you would like to say, a question you would like to ask. Then we have you to come on and give a comment, ask a question. So if you have any questions or any comments, we would love to hear from you at this time. All right, there doesn't seem to be anyone in the audience right now who has any questions or comments. I will now give the talk back to our Imam, our host speaker for today, Imam Shahid Shabab.
Assalamu alaikum. Anyway, I don't know who the guest was, but I hope that you're benefiting from the talk today. And the talk is based on universal truth. You know the creator, Allah. He's the universal Lord of all people. And there's another terminology in this world. They got people that they call Lord, like the Lord of London or the Lord of Africa or whatever. But when we say Lord in Arabic, don't mean Lord in a common sense, in an earthly sense. It means Lord in the way that this is the one that created everything from nothing. And then after he created everything from nothing, he didn't just create it, but he sustains it. He nourishes it. And he keeps it going. He nurses it like a mother nurses a baby until that child can go for itself and do for itself. So we are like that with our Creator Allah, but the only difference in us as human beings, we are never in a position where we don't need our Creator like a baby always needed its mother. A baby can't put on its own diapers. A baby can't feed itself. A baby can't do anything for itself. And so we should all look at ourselves, no matter what your religion, as babies in the sight of Almighty God, Allah, Allah. We're nothing but babies. This is why most people in the world today, they cannot survive, even though they got college degrees. They got a lot of money. You got more black millionaires in America than you ever have. You got some that's billionaires. But look at the condition not only of them and the poor blacks, but just look at the condition of black people in particular right now, even though you got all of these black millionaires and billionaires. There's a society, I want to mention this too, called Illuminati. I stand to be corrected if I'm not pronouncing it correctly, but it's a society of the rich people, and they are devil worshippers. They are worshippers, in other words, of evil. And 1% of these people own the majority of the material wealth on the planet Earth. 1%. 1%. And that 1% wants to destroy the 99% of the people so that they can have this earth just to themselves. Now, who is that if that ain't the Satan in the flesh? That's the devil in the flesh. The devil said to Allah, the Creator, when he say, Allah told him he was going to put him out of his kingdom because he rebelled against the will of Allah. The devil, he felt that his destruction was going to come right then. But Allah is so merciful, he said, I'm going to give you respite. The devil asked him for respite or for time. Say, please, Allah, give me respite until the day you raise up the human being from the dead. And Allah said, respite is granted to you until the day of judgment. So we have to understand if we want to have any chance to overcome this evil and destruction and corruption that the governments of the world is orchestrating. They leading it. They directing the evil. Satan is using the governments of the world, especially the United States government and Israel government, using them to spread lies about Al-Islam, which is the truth. And it's the clear truth. You can study every other religion in the world, and all of this is connected, and you will find that there are something in that religion that associates something that's created along as a partner to be worshipped along with the only real true creator, Allah, unseen. Islam clears up idolatry in worship for all people. It brings back the purity of worship for the world. It brings the world back to... Now, look at most of the Muslims today. Look at most of the Christians and the Jews. The conduct of most of the religious people is corrupt, immoral. Why is this? Because most people in religion today, they are not worshiping Allah. They are worshiping their own carnal desires. Even in the Bible, it says, this is Allah speaking, say that most people in the end of time in this world, the last days of this world, the material world, most people will be lovers of themselves. And we can see that most people are lovers of themselves. And Almighty God, Allah, He says that all good that happens in the life of the human being, the human family, comes from Him, Allah. And He said that all the bad that happens in our life as human beings come from ourselves. That right there teaches you how you can make your condition better. The government don't determine how your outcome in life going to be. Nobody else don't determine how your outcome in life going to be. You is the one to determine that. You determine that by having a relationship, sincere relationship with your Creator inside of you, or not having a relationship with your Creator inside of you. As I said, when I was out there in corruption consciously, I didn't feel right. I knew destruction was eventually going to get me. It was getting those before me, and I knew I was a human being that was going to get me too if I didn't change. I didn't stop sinning, stop that evil, my evil sinful ways. And when I stopped my evil sinful ways, I couldn't do it on my own. I had to seek the help of our Creator, Allah. And when I sought His help, sincerely, I cried, I begged Him. He came to me and helped me when I was 19 years old. I'm almost 60 now, 59. And He came to me at 19 years old. And I promised Him that I would stay with Him. I wouldn't do anything against His will intentional. I would sincerely give my all, my best to serve and worship Him and try to be a good example for other people to let them know there's another way to live besides this evil, ungodly, corrupt, immoral, sinful ways that most people are living, Muslim, Christian, Jews, and everybody else. So good morality is what we need to save the world from this destruction. But good morality comes from taqwa, God, consciousness, Allah, consciousness of God in you, recognizing that even though I don't see God, you see, He truly sees me. And everything that I do, there is consequences. And Almighty Allah said in the Holy Quran, His final revelation, He said, what reward is there for good other than good? And He said, what reward is there for evil other than evil? That's plain. That's not, you ain't got to be a rocket scientist to understand that. You don't have to have a bachelor's degree, a college degree of ignorance to understand that. All you got to do is have common sense and just use your intelligence to think. The problem with the world is that they don't think. Most people don't think because they're not God conscious. See, Almighty God, when He created us, He said that He created us as thinking human beings. He said the difference between us and other animals He created is that He put a mind inside the human being, intelligence, so we can distinguish right from wrong. Other animals already know what they're supposed to do because it's in their nature. But our nature is different as human beings from other animals. We have to choose our life because we have what's called freedom of choice. So we can choose to be a dog, act like a dog in our mind. We can choose to act like a snake, a wolf. We can choose, like most men out there today, choosing, they know they're male, they know they got a penis, but they want to try to act like a woman, like a God. Some of them will say, well, in their ignorance, the epitome of ignorance, God made a mistake. I ain't supposed to be a man. I'm supposed to be a woman. And you got women. Women saying the same thing. I ain't supposed to be a woman. I'm supposed to be a man. And they act more like men than men. And the men are acting more like women than women. Now, if you don't tell me, like the Cole said, history repeats itself, don't you know we had societies in the past that were destroyed for that type of conduct, Sodom and Gomorrah? Even recently, we had a city in the United States that was wiped out by water, a flood. New Orleans, huh? Louisiana. It was wiped out. And don't you know it's more destruction coming, people, on America and you as an individual, if you don't change from your wicked ways? Almighty God, Allah say the evil results of the deeds of the people in the past came back eventually and destroyed them. And he said the evil results of this generation, the 21st century, the evil results of our deeds will soon overtake us and destroy us too. And it's happening fast, every day. You hear nothing but killing, destruction, because people are following their own false nafs, desires. And they're not following the good will of Allah. The will of Allah is good. It don't lead you to do nothing bad. And if you're doing something bad and saying, well, God knows my heart, he know your heart and he know your intentions too. And if you're doing bad and keep doing bad and keep saying, well, God know my heart, you don't know my heart, you ain't to judge me. No, nobody ain't to judge you. Your own actions judges you. If you say you believe in Almighty God, you ain't going to keep on doing wrong. You're going to be a person whose heart going to stay in repentance. You're going to repent, and you're going to keep trying to better yourself every moment that you say that you believe in God and you're giving your life back to him, Allah. You're going to be striving to stay in repentance. You're going to keep in touch with him all the time by praising him, remembering him under his titles of Rahman, the Rahim, most gracious, most merciful. Huh? And you're going to thank him for his mercy all the time that we don't deserve most of the time. But he still give it to us because he loves us so much. And he wants us to show each other mercy. People don't even have mercy on each other no more. You know, they don't want to forgive. They want you to forgive them, but they don't want to forgive you. They want to hold grudges. People want to talk about each other. People today, most of them in the world, they have accepted evil to be their good. Like they're supposed to be loving good, most people love evil. I was doing evil myself, but guess what, people? The difference in me and most other people and rich people right now is that I didn't love the evil I was doing. Even when I do something that ain't in agreement with the will of Allah now, I feel bad. Until I correct that. And once I correct that, I have peace of mind. I feel good. And I was sharing with somebody today, as long as you're doing good, sincerely, Allah will protect you from evil. I like the saying too, I think it may have been in the Lord's Prayer, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall feel no evil. This earth down here is a shadow of death. All around you, you see nothing but death, the shadow of death. And if you don't have God, Allah, to protect you, that death going to soon overtake you. And it ain't just a physical death I'm talking about. I'm talking about a death of your mind and a death of your soul. We know the body going to die. When, matter of fact, if you don't know, when you're born as a baby, you start dying physically. Your journey physically is to death. But your mind don't have to die. Your soul don't have to die. You see, if you think right, if you don't let your mind die with lies and false knowledge and falsehood and keep your soul alive, then when your body passes away, you're going to live on forever with Almighty Allah. And he say this in his final revelations in the Quran. He said, don't think of those who submit to my will sincerely, my sincere servants. Don't think of them when I take my soul out of, spirit out of their body, and their body die. He said, don't think of them as dead. They ain't dead. He said, no. Though you don't see them, they still living, but they find in that which gives them life in my divine spiritual presence in my spiritual world. This ain't the real world we're in. This world we're in is an illusion. I was talking about love the other day. This morning, matter of fact, two of my neighbors stopped me, and I guess they could just see God in me, and they stopped me and started talking about God, for they said, may God bless you. I said, may God bless y'all too. And they started talking to me, and one of the things we were talking about was love. And most people don't know what love is, and most people don't know what beauty is. But today I'm going to talk a little bit about what real beauty and real love is. You see, God, Allah is love. And love is not physical. Love is forever. Love is not tangible. You can't touch love with your hand. You can't get in the bed with a woman or man and have sex, and that sex you have, and you call that loving you. Oh, baby, you love me good, and I love you back good, baby. Baby, we made good love. That's sex. The real love, you don't have to be in the bed to experience with each other. Huh? The real love is when you got the love of God in your heart for people. A man can love another man, but not that. I didn't say lust another man. I said love. See, love will keep you from lust. Most people confuse lust with love. Yeah, that's why you got all these homosexuals, gays. That's why the government justify and legalize gays, man, gay, lesbian, man, lesbian, because most of them ain't nothing but perverts. The government. You see, they perverts. And so they justify perversion for the society because they work for the devil. And how do you know it? Look at the works. How do you know a person? Through their works. It ain't through their talk. Why, anybody can talk, right? But how many people you see living right and trying to live right? And I want to speak about beauty. Beauty is only skin deep, like the Temptation said. The real beauty ain't on the outside. The real beauty is on the inside. What is the real beauty? The real beauty is God. God, Allah, He's beautiful. And when you see things and you see the beauty in things or in yourself, that beauty ain't your beauty. That's the beauty of God in you. And when you look at the mountains, the sky, the stars, the moon, the sun, all the beautiful creation of Allah, that creation is reflecting the beauty of its creator. The beauty ain't what you see. The beauty is behind what you see, the creator who created that beauty. He's beautiful. Yes. So now you know what real beauty is. So, no, we shouldn't be walking around there talking about, oh, I'm beautiful. You ain't beautiful. You're number dirt. The real beauty is God in you if you have Allah in you. But you certainly ain't beautiful. In fact, we're nothing. Physically, we're nothing. We're nothing. Because even the dirt, that's nothing too. Allah created the heavens and the earth from nothing. So even the heavens you see above you and the earth down there below is nothing. And you see how fast time is moving? Prophet Muhammad's prayer and the peace that be upon him, the last prophet of Allah said, you'll know when we are near the last days and times of our life in this world. He said, I'll be close. But when he say, you'll get what I'm saying anyway, when time goes so fast, he said a month will go by like 1 week. And a year will go by, pass so fast, it'll seem like it's 6 months past, and it'll be a year then pass. And we see that time right now. So this should tell us also, we don't have time to be playing games. We don't have time to be thinking that somebody can save us and waiting on a savior. Jesus ain't coming back to save nobody. Jesus can't save nobody. Muhammad can't save nobody. Moses can't save nobody. Your preacher can't save you. Your imam can't save you. You can't even save yourself. Only your sincere love and devotion to your creator, Allah, will save you. Which means really you have to do it, but you have to understand it's not really you. It's the grace and mercy of Almighty God that will save you from your own evil self if you submit your will to His will wholeheartedly. That means you can't take what you want out of what God says out of His book and you say, I'm going to do this part, but I ain't going to follow that. I like this part of what God says. You hear a lot of women say, I like the Muslim religion, but I just can't put on all them old clothes. God gave me this body for me to show this body. If He didn't want me to show this body, why would He give me this body? You see how they try to justify that? And now, by justifying that, now they done justified God put us here to have pleasure, so he don't want us to hold back from any pleasure we want. If I want to be with a man, God put us here to enjoy ourselves, so what's wrong with being with a man? If I want to be with a woman and I'm a woman, what's wrong with being with a woman? Hey, God want us to enjoy ourselves. That's not the God, the real God. The God you're talking about is yourself. Yourself is a false God that tells you that wrong is right. But the real God ain't said that we could do immoral things like that. He created us with a good nature, and he showed us what our roles were as human beings in his revelation. He showed us how to live a morally good life. He showed us the difference from right from wrong. And he teaches you the end of good and evil, not only in this world, but after the resurrection and judgment, which is coming soon too. Yeah, we dying fast. So there's no time to waste, thinking that you're getting away with these crimes you're committing, with the evil you're doing. The government too, you'll hear people talk about the rich people, the rich and the powerful. Ain't no such a thing. Ain't no so-called rich person on this earth got no power. All of them together with all their money ain't got no power. The only power is with Allah. Allah, the creator, he have all power. We must understand this if you want to save yourself from worshiping things that's going to destroy you. Anything you worship other than Allah, your creator, it will destroy you. I don't care what it is. It can be money. It can be your honey. Huh? It can be your car, whatever it is, anything you make an idol God, it will destroy you. It has been ordained by the Creator, the real Creator, that anything you worship other than him will destroy you. At this time, I will give away again to the calls to see if she has some words or comments, or any of you have some words or comments or questions. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. My. He's really, really teaching today. He's really teaching. Of course, we know that every Sunday he brings us such beautiful messages and words of wisdom from our Creator to us help us to reflect and to think on, again, I always say, who we are and whose we are. We have to be reminded constantly to remind ourselves, yes, who we are. But this world that we're in today, this world that has so much corruption in it, and so much to divert our attention and distract us from the right course, the right way, Allah's way, we have to constantly be reminded. And we thank Allah every day for people like Imam Shahid Shafar, who's struggling to study his word and take it to the people and remind them of who they are and whose they are and what their purpose is here on earth. Again, we want to thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us. I want to remind you that you're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We're coming to you through the Blog Talk Radio. We come every Sunday at 10:30. We are on from 10:30, and now I have to cut it short. It used to be 10:30 to 12:30, but now it's 10:30. We came on a little late today, so it's going to be to 12 o'clock instead of 11:45. We will be going off the show. So I do see another phone number that I'm going to see if they have something to say. I guess that it's been on for a little while here, it appears. I must remind you that you don't have to say anything if you don't want to say anything. But if you have anything to say, any questions to ask, please do so. The number that I'm looking at now is 202-912-0276. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Yes, is there anything that you would like to say? Now, if you don't want to, you don't have to. Your silence will let me know that you don't want to. But you may speak now. Yes?
Please.
Assalamu alaikum. Malika, my salam, you're coming in a little static. Could you speak a little louder, please? Yes, Malika, my salam.
I'm sorry.
You're breaking up, and I'm not getting you clearly. It might be that you're too close to the phone.
It was a mistake.
I believe this is a brother calling.
I was listening, but I wasn't trying to ask anything today.
Oh, all right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sister. Thank you for coming and listening to me. Certainly appreciate it. Continue to listen. May Allah be with you. I pray a lot that you enjoy the show and receive a lot of knowledge that you can absorb and pass on. It's struggling hard to give His word to the people and to reach their hearts and souls so that they might comment and also express themselves. And we can grow together to be better people here on earth. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else out there in the radio listening audience? If you would like to have a word, a comment to make, a question to ask, push the number one button. Push the number one button on your phone, and you will show up on the switchboard. I'm getting these people because you don't always have to do it. I understand sometimes they do that, I guess, from the studio. They put you on. So this person is someone who just wants to listen. Again, we have most who want to listen. When I check the statistics, I'm surprised at the people who I have listening. But most people don't want to talk. They just want to listen to what's communicated. And that's good, too. But we want to remind you that this is not just our show. It is your show. It's for you. For you to express yourself and for us to come together in conversation. And it's our concern for this life that we're living in, the situation and what's going on, and how we what we think would be best, and how we can come together to turn this situation, turn this world around, and make it the world that the Creator has placed us here to make it. So if anyone out there has anything to say, it is time, and you can do that at this time. If not, we will go on with the show. We want to also remind you, our radio listening audience, that everything requires money and it's a sacrifice. So we do have to pay for this show. We pay for this show each month. And it's a sacrifice to us, but it's a sacrifice we love. There's no better sacrifice than taking the word of our Creator to the people and reaching them, reaching their hearts and soul, to turn them away from the corruption, the wrong way of life that they're living. But if you would like to make a contribution, just please call the number 336-497-8734 or 301-672-3381, and we'd be glad to tell you how you can make a donation to assist us in continuing with our radio program, even though we will be trying and sacrificing hard. And so far, Allah has blessed us to be able to come on. It's been over a year now. Going on 2 years that we have been recording. I will now go back to turn the show back over to a host speaker. And now we have about 5 more minutes on the air. So we will give it back to our host speaker to finish out for today. And thank you very much, all of you, the radio listening audience. Now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you. And to my listening audience, we want to thank you for your time, taking out the time today. You could have been doing something else, and we appreciate you coming on. And anytime you ever have anything that you disagree with us on, it's okay. We can disagree to agree because the only one that knows all is our Creator Allah. So we don't claim to know everything. Excuse me? Did someone say anything? Because we'll be closing out shortly. But anyway, with that said, we want to close with prayer as we begin with prayer. And this will be a little different prayer from the opening prayer we gave. And we'll start because we have a few minutes. We want to say, O Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious, the most compassionate, the all-knowing, the all-wise, the all-seeing, the compeller, the irresistible, the one that created life, the one that sustains life. We ask your mercy. We ask you to guide us and show us the difference in our personal life and in our life as a human family between right and wrong. We ask you to bless us to see and understand that our wrong and evil that we're doing, we don't have much time to do it because you have created us for good and you only allow us respite or time to learn that evil leads us to destruction and that your goodness leads us to more of your goodness. And not only just here in this world, but also after we die physically, it leads us to your eternal goodness in the hereafter. We praise you and you only, and we associate no partner, nothing you created as a partner to be worshipped with you. There's only one you, Creator, and you are unseen, you're a spirit. And even in the Bible, the Christians say that you should only worship the Creator in spirit and truth, but most of them don't do that. They worship a man. Most Muslims don't do that. Most Christians don't do that. I mean, Jews. Most people worship things, and they say, I worship these things to help me get to God. No, that's a lie. You can't. Allah don't have intercessors. This is a prayer. The only way you can get to your Creator, you go directly to him. He's inside of you. But you must be sincere if you want him to respond and help you change your condition from bad to good. With that said, we greet you as we begun in the greetings of peace. And this is in the Arabic language of the Quran, the peace of Almighty Allah. One of his attributes is As-Salam, the peace. And we pray the peace of Allah on all of you listening. If you live right in the whole world, because we want a good world down here, as well as when we leave, we want to go to an even better world in heaven. Ameen. As-Salaamu Alaikum.
Alaikum As-Salaam, and thank you, Ma'am Shahid Jabbar. Please do not radio listeners, tune in again next Sunday. Spread the word, bring guests, have them to tune in also. Your family, your close friends and relatives, have them to tune into our show next Sunday, same time, 10:30 a.m. We apologize. Sometimes we do come on a little late and we have technical problems. We thank you for your patience. And again, next Sunday, same time, Imam Shahid Shabazz radio broadcast show, The Reality of the Creator. As-Salaamu Alaikum. Have a pleasant day.
My brothers and sisters, it is indeed a pleasure to present to you Brother Imam.